catch me when the lights go out. I wanna kiss you on the forehead, but your soul is so much closer to my mouth now. Let's try to go to sleep, stare at the stars on your ceiling. Live from the kid before you, while you try to keep your nose from bleeding. I watch those silly green things until I hear your settled heavy breathing. Only took you 6 days in the queen of the city to get you talking on the telephone drunk and silly. Dylan says that means that you're very sweet, but it just sounds like you're so far away from me. But if anybody's gonna get crucified, I want it to be me tonight. Honey, I swear I'm fine if I'm singing all my gospel to 100 praises. Then I'll take the fine and I'll take the blame. It's on me this time. But if anybody's gonna get crucified, I want it to be me tonight. Honey, I swear I'm fine if I'm singing all my gospel to 100 praises. Then I'll take the fine and I'll take the blame. It's on me this time. Forget it when the pleasure comes every time. You can't forget it till I light everything on fire.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And the show is Canada Post Rock, and starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Sister Ray out of Toronto with a track called Crucified off the new album called Communion, and I've played this a number of times the past few weeks. It's really great. It's been doing very well on the National Campus Radio charts, and I think it got a pretty good review in Pitchfork as far as I remember. But anyways, you're tuned into Canada Post Rock. Like I said, I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. Playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently, and as usual, you got a pretty wide variety of stuff. We're going to start off with kind of lower key, quieter stuff, and then last hour move into a little bit more experimental, industrial noise, electronic types, stuff like that in the latter hour of the program. But to start it off tonight, we're going to hear something from a older album that I just kind of recently remembered and wanted to explore and play again. And that's from a project called Big Sir, and that's S-I-R, obviously not the name of the California town. But anyways, this is a project that's made up of Lisa Papineau, who is you may know from Air and M83, as well as Juan Alderete, who is also in Mars Volta. Interesting album that came out back in 2006, kind of a little bit more kind of experimental pop, kind of smooth electronic pop. But anyways, you'll hear a track called Bloatrosh, Smooth Interlude in brackets it says, and it's the opening track on the album that's has a German name. It's called Und die Schiff Handert Sieg Immer. Probably really butchered that, but anyways, just do a search for Big Sur, and once again, that's Lisa Papineau's project from Air and M83. But anyways, we'll hear that, and then after that, something from Jessica Moss. The new album is called Galaxy Heart. It was just released on Constellation Records. We'll hear a track called Late Falls on Every Door. Really great late ambient minimalist kind of droney post-rock. And you may know Jessica Moss from her various projects on Constellation Records and various Constellation bands. So it's very Canada post-rock type music. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a track from Big Sur. This track is called Blutrausch.
Could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. at us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
And we're back. That was something from Jessica Moss. The new album is called Galaxy Heart. And I had mentioned that I was going to play a different track, but I changed my mind at the last minute as I realized I played that track a few weeks ago. So we heard something called Uncanny Body, Violin Study Number 1. And once again, that's from Jessica Moss, who is based out of Montreal, and her latest album is out on Constellation Records. And she's a violinist who has collaborated with a lot of different Constellation bands, such as Silver Mount Zion, most well known for that, as well as Big Brave, and even an artist that we have coming up next, Black Ox Orchestra. But prior to that, you heard something from Big Sur with a track called Blue Trosh off the 2006 album with the German name that I'm not going to try to pronounce because I butchered it last time. And that's the work of Lisa Papineau. And I mentioned she's known for collaborating with such artists as Air and M83. And this also features Juan Alderete of Mars Volta on this project. And once again, that's called Big Sur. That's S-I-R. Really interesting. Kind of pop with a little bit of kind of loungy electronic edge, with a little bit of a kind of romantic style to these tracks. But yeah, up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from a longtime Canadian post rock band that has made a long return after 15 years of hiatus, and that's a group called Black Ox Orchestra. They're a Montreal group, and they have a very kind of a post-rock experimental sound with a little bit of kind of a Jewish influence sound to it. They do have a bit of a post-punk history, but anyways, the first album that has been put out since the 2006 album called Niche de Zoy, it's called Everything Returns, and we're going to hear the track that they have released so far. It's called Mizrak Mi'arav, Marav, doing a terrible job pronouncing it. But anyways, Everything Returns will be released on December 2nd. But you can check out a music video for this piece at blackoxorchestra.bandcamp.com. So we'll hear that, and then after that we're going to hear something from a really influential post-rock album from Biosphere, the post-rock composer out of Norway, and there is a alternate version that's being released of Substrata. Substrata is the album that came out, I think, in 1997. And anyways, it's being reissued with some alternate versions, really interesting takes. And you can check it out at biosphere.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear a track called Hyperborea. And yeah, so we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Black Ox Orchestra with the track off the new album called Everything Returns.
Have you Deputatia heptonsex sege. Auf dem Foxhall kind reige. Hier reicht der Reiseglas. Immer Arav, die Mizrach. Bessere Gelwes trugen. Wir Protest zogen. Besser Fleit wie Feind. So die Geschichte beschließen. Just listen.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthasyakhuya, Talitin, Ho Musqueam, Mustayo.
And we're back. That was Biosphere with a track off the 1997 album called Substrata. And it's an alternate version album that's being reissued. Or I guess possibly a new release since there are alternate versions. But anyways, that was a track called Hyperborea, which is I hope is a reference to the Robert E. Howard. But anyways, you can check this out at biosphere.bandcamp.com. And that's the work of a solo artist out of Norway. And prior to Biosphere, you heard something from Canada's own Black Ox Orchestra out of Montreal, and you heard a track off the new album called Everything Returns. You heard a track called Mizrak Mi Marav, and it's their first release in 15 years, and the full album is out on December 2nd. And you can check this out at the Constellation Records Bandcamp, or you can go to blackoxorchestra.bandcamp.com. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear some older stuff, and we're going to hear something from Silkworm's Firewater album that came out in 1996. And we're going to hear a really great track for Friday night. We'll hear something called Don't Make Plans this Friday. And longtime Silkworm fan, definitely one of my favorite bands. And if you're not familiar, they're kind of from the, I think Missoula, if I'm not mistaken, but they mainly spent their time in Seattle. But after their drummer was killed by a drunk driver, they unfortunately broke up. So it's sad to lose such a great band like Silkworm. Some other members have went on to other projects like Bottomless Pit, and it hasn't been as active as Silkworm's career, as they put out a pretty big catalog of albums. But definitely check out Silkworm if you're not familiar, but I'm sure you probably are. After Silkworm, we're going to hear some new stuff from Tropical Fuckstorm, which is a project from Gareth Littard of The Drones, as well as numerous other Australian artists. And the new EP is called Moonburn. We'll hear the title track of it. And Tropical Fuckstorm did play a few years ago. I think it was back in 2018. But I'm not sure if The Drones have played in Vancouver. I did see The Drones a long time ago at South by Southwest, but anyways, if you like the music of Tropical Fuckstorm, definitely check out The Drones. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Silkworm. This track is called Don't Make Plans This Friday.
Friday, talk to the wife on the phone. Said I'm not allowed near the home. If I climb the fence like last time, she'll call the Dame Law. Her whining is so annoying when can't be trusted with the children. I remember the lawyer with his grinning skull. But Friday night is sacred. It's not time to be wasted. They've got doom on call, you know. Friday they can't use it. And my half of the settlement will be invested to return a mint. Go toward hiring an agent. Sometimes you gotta sell out if you plan to buy. But Friday night's still sacred. It's not time to be wasted. They've got doom on call, you know. Friday they can't use it. They've got doom on call. Thank you.
sell out this Friday night. Don't think about that recidivist wife or that lawyer acting so contrite. I try to relax every Friday, put it out of my mind, because Friday night is sacred. It's not time to be wasted. And with doom on call, you know, Friday they can't use it. Yeah, with doom on call, you know, Friday they can't use it. With doom on call, Friday they can't use it. Yeah, with doom on call, you know, Friday they can't use
And that was new stuff from Tropical Fuckstorm. The track is called Moonburn off the EP of the same name that was just released in August. And you can check this out at tropicalfstorm.bandcamp.com. They're a trio, or no, a four-piece out of Australia. And it's also features the vocals of Gareth Littard of The Drones. Prior to that, you heard something from Silkworm, the classic track off the 1996 album called Firewater. You heard the track called Don't Make Plans This Friday. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. I hope everyone's doing pretty good on this nice Friday evening and enjoying the rain. And hope everyone's doing pretty good. And if you're a student, don't forget, you can get involved with CITR. Head to our website, citr.ca, and you can find out how to get involved or drop by the station sometime to find out more. And you can get a tour and just learn all different ways you can contribute. It's a great way to enhance your degree while you're studying here at UBC. So up next on the program, we're going to hear from a Canadian Indigenous electronic artist out of Edmonton named Widakow, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but that's the work of Daniel Callihoo, and he's from Amaskwe, and you can check this out at widakow.bandcamp.com, and it's kind of hard to pronounce, but you can check out the new album on the Earshot latest charts. It's in the top 50 right now, and it's actually doing pretty well, so it means a lot of stations across Canada are playing this album, which is great to hear. Always great to hear Canadian experimental electronic artists getting a lot of music, as well as an Indigenous artist. And I do believe you pronounce the album called Chipay. Right now it's in number 32. After Widakow out of Edmonton, we're going to hear something from an artist named Lesser Evil with an album called Subterranean. They are making kind of a little bit kind of a dark wave goth type music, and they're a duo out of Montreal. You can check it out at lesserevilmontreal.bandcamp.com. From Lesser Evil, we're going to hear a track called Heights. And so right here on CITR 101.9 FM out of Edmonton from Widakow, this is a track off the album called Kipay. And we're going to hear a track number 2 is what we're going to hear right here on CITR 101.9 FM out of Edmonton. This is Widakow.
Change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Now Eurovision. Hey, psst. Actually, it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th, and 22nd, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and definitely check out Shindig. And stay tuned to our website, citr.ca, to find out more details. It's always a great time. And you can check out some new and upcoming bands. What you just heard on the program was something from Lesser Evil out of Montreal with a track called Heights off the Subterranean release. And they're kind of a kind of gothy new wave, dark wave electronic group out of Montreal. And prior to them, you heard something out of Edmonton with the experimental electronic work of Indigenous artist Daniel Callahu, who goes under the name Witkow, probably butchering that. But anyways, you heard it, track two. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock, like I said. And we're going to move into a little bit more kind of a more heavy kind of house electronic music. And we're going to hear something from an artist named 33. And they're out on the Canvas record label, whom I think I've played some stuff on this label. It's a really great label. It's all abbreviated. And they've had stuff out from, I can't remember what I have played. I think something from the Apocope compilation I played. But anyways, the latest release is from 33, a new album called 33 to 69 is what you're going to hear. And you'll hear a track called Fireworks. Very heavy track that you're going to hear. But this album kind of ranges from experimental, ambient, art punk in some ways, and some kind of industrial sounds. It's really kind of all over the place. And this is the work of a duo named Billy Bolthill and Alexander Lezzi, and they go under the name 33. Really interesting stuff. And once again, that's out on the Canvas record label. But after that, we'll hear something from Fabric London and a kind of straight ahead house drum and bass album from DJ Bone, who's been around the Detroit techno scene for quite some time. It's got a new EP out called Black Market EP, or Black Market. We'll hear the closing track called Power of the Free after DJ Bone. You can check this out at fabricoriginals.bandcamp.com. But first, right here from Canvas Records, this is something from 33. This track is called Fireworks.
Thank you.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek coffee today.
Australia and Canada both have wide open spaces and wild sounds that fill them. Join your host, Matt, as he shares brand new tunes and archived classics from the independent music worlds of Australia and Canada on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Listen Tuesdays from 11 p.m. to midnight.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was some Detroit house music from DJ Bone, a track called Power of the Freeze, taken off the new Black Market EP that came out on Fabric Live Records, or I guess Fabric London. Prior to that was 33 with a track called Fireworks off the 33 to 69 album that came out on Canvas Records. You can check it out at canvas-index.bandcamp.com, and they have some pretty out there experimental electronic music on that label. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, like I said, and I got about 15 minutes left on the program, so we're going to try to cram in as much music as we can. And we're going to hear something from Susuma Yokoda and a album called Baroque that originally came out in 2004. It's being reissued out on the Modern Obscure record label. Pretty interesting kind of house and ambient tracks on this. Pretty all over the place sound. But anyways, from Susuma Yokoda, you're going to hear a track called Keel. And after that, we're going to hear something from another artist that's getting reissued, but under a shorter timeline. That's something from Duma. They have a self-titled release that came out originally in 2020 on the Naiji Naiji Tapes label out of Uganda. That one's being reissued this year, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Lion's Blood. This one's a little bit more darker, aggressive, experimental, industrial, with a little bit of kind of world edge to it. You can check out the label at naijinaijitapes.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Duma, the self-titled album that came out in 2020. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from the 2004 album from Susuma Yokoda. This track is called Keel.
Thank you.
That was something from Duma with the track called Lion's Blood off the self-titled release that came out in 2020, and that one's being reissued very soon. And prior to that, you heard something from Susuma Yokota with a track called Keel off the Baroque album, and that's a Tokyo-based artist. And that album originally came out in 2004, and it's being reissued as well out on the Modern Obscure record label. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. Keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And I'm going to leave you tonight with something from a Hessel Audio artist named Pangea, who played in Vancouver a few months ago back in July. Fortunately, I didn't make it out to the show. It was one of those super late shows that starts at 11. But hopefully you made it out and checked out the show. But anyways, from Pangea, we're going to hear a track off the new split. I guess it's a new, not a split, it's just a new single. And we're going to hear a track called Still Flowing Water off the Fuzzy Logic / Still Flowing Water. Check it out at pangeauk.bandcamp.com right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Still Flowing Water.
flow.
Yeah.
With a nasty flow.
Yeah.
Girl, I got a nasty flow. Girl, you better wine and give them, bounce and shake on the rhythm, yeah. Girl, you better wine and give them, bounce and shake on the rhythm. Girl, you better give them, give them, give them, oh. Give them, give them, give them, yeah. Give them, give them, give them, oh. Oh my gosh, hey, girl, it's so bad with the nasty flow. Yeah. Girl, you better wine and give them, bounce and shake on the rhythm, yeah. Girl, you better wine and give them, bounce and shake on the rhythm. Girl, you better give them, give them, give them, no. Give them, give them, give them, yeah. Give them, give them, give them, no. Oh my gosh, hey girl, it's so bad. Where you come from, Trinidad? Could I be Jamaica or Haiti?